The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Jesus Christ will return, crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to save this earth or to save life on the earth. Christ will begin the process of restoring all things as they were in the beginning. Truth and true religion will be restored. That will be one of the first things that will be restored to this earth by Jesus Christ. There won't be any false prophets preaching and publishing a false pagan satanic lie to get your money or to get a big following or to become famous and to become rich themselves, or to lead you astray, because Satan will be bound for 1,000 years and have no sway over the earth. Jesus Christ will sit on the throne of the earth and rule it in righteousness. He will rule it by the word and the laws of God as laid out in the Bible from the foundation of the earth, or from the time that man was put on the earth. He won't leave it up to a group of men or any man to make or pass laws and rules to live your life by. God gave his rules and laws to mankind in the Garden of Eden, and they have been recorded and preserved for everyone throughout the history of man. It's not that mankind hasn't known from the beginning what God requires. It's just that man had deliberately rejected God's word. Notice what Paul was inspired to pen in the book of Romans, and Paul is laying this down from the time of mankind on the earth until the very end, until Jesus Christ returns. In Romans chapter 1, beginning verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Yes, the gospel, the word of God, is what it means, the plan of salvation and so on, is laid out for everyone who will believe and who will live by that word. Paul began describing the world we live in. He describes our thinking, our attitude, and character, or better put, our lack of character. It seems our nation is ashamed of the true gospel, the truth. Verse 17, he continues, "For in it, that is the gospel of Christ, the truth, the word of God, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith." Yes, my friend, God says you go from your faith, human faith, to his faith if you want to be in on the ground floor of salvation. As it is written, "The just shall live by faith," not the faith of mankind, not the faith of Satan, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. And that is a growth process. The righteousness of God and of Jesus Christ is revealed in his word, and Jesus Christ set the example of how to live our life. God and Christ have holy, righteous character, and the Bible tells us to become holy and righteous. That is the purpose for which God created man, and why you and I were born, is to become like God, holy and righteous. But this world doesn't understand that, and not only doesn't understand that important truth, but doesn't want to even retain God in our knowledge or mind. Because it's much easier to become like Satan, and mankind likes the easy, broad road, where you have a mindset of wandering reckless all over the broad path. Romans 1 verse 18 continues, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Yes, my friend, the truth is suppressed by unrighteousness. Now, we don't have any politician or religious leaders deceiving, shading the truth, do we? The wrath of God is made known in his word, the Holy Bible, against a sinful, wicked world, which had an opportunity to know and obey the true God. You can read of the wrath or anger of God, which will be poured out on the earth. The book of Revelation is filled with that. God's anger being poured out on stubborn and rebellious mankind in that day, meaning the year of the return of Christ to take the earth away from Satan and away from mankind. The wrath of God had been poured out on nations and empires at different times throughout history. The Bible is filled with such. Paul continues describing the world that we live in verse 19, "Because what may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has shown it to them." Yes, mankind knew God's way. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. God said, only the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But the world embraces the theory of evolution that we could say is our false God. And God says, his power, his eternal Godhead, is clearly seen and is shown through his creation. And indeed it is. God says we are without excuse if we don't know him and know he is the creator and the sustainer of all creation. God had it all recorded in his word. Anyone can read it if they will. I know there would be no creation without a creator, a very powerful and intelligent being that says he is God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth and the sustainer of all of it. He also said he gave his laws, his word, to direct man's path. Yes, to keep man sane and on the right path. Now, does it seem that we are a sane world, my friends? He also made his mind attitude available by offering it to man in the Garden of Eden, which is God the Father and Jesus Christ living in us to inspire, guide, direct our path in the way of righteousness. But we have rejected his word and laws and his Holy Spirit, his mind attitude, and his holy righteous character. By the power of God's Holy Spirit, God creates his mind attitude and character in us. But we must obey God to receive the Holy Spirit. God tells us that in his words. We don't want to think like God. We don't want God's holy mind or his holy attitude or his holy righteous character. That would not allow us to be lustful, greedy, vain, proud, selfish, jealous, envious. That would not allow us to cheat, lie, steal, commit adultery, and scheme as to how to get the best deal from others. We would have to be concerned for others as we are for self, and we don't want that. We could not pass laws and force them on others, and many of our leaders would not like that. We could not defy God. We could not trample on his word, add to and take away from his word. Men and women could not marry same sex. We could not have our pagan counterfeit religion that we could use to justify self for not obeying and living by the word of God. We, this whole world, love Satan's way, his path of doing what you want to do. We love the broad path. It gives us room to stray from God, and we take every advantage of that. So what has partaking, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil done for us? Just look around at your own affairs and of your nation and the world. We have eyes that see the physical. We have ears that hear the physical and the financial, but we don't have the sight, the ears, or the understanding to see the spiritual, the moral, and the spiritual. We don't see the root cause of all our problems. So what does the world keep doing? We keep staggering down that broad path that leads to our demise. That's what the United States is doing as well. My friends, that's what we are doing. We're staggering down that broad path where we can do what we want to do. We're driving nails in our coffin by doing so. Romans 1, verse 21 continues, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. America knew God to a great degree for many years and depended on his help. But for the last 60 years or so, we have been kicking God out of our nation, out of our life, out of everything that we think and plan and do if we're big enough to do it. We no longer know God. We have lost our spiritual vision, our spiritual hearing, and our spiritual understanding. Paul, in this chapter, is describing the world before the flood and our world today. We should listen to what God inspired Paul to pen. In verse 22, he says, professing to be wise, they became fools. Does that ring a bell with you, my friend? Does that ring a bell? Does that look like the world that we live in today? It is a very foolish thing to kick God out of your life or even think you don't need God. Listen to that, my friend. God says only the fool has said in his heart there is no God, but we embrace evolution and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Yes, God said we have become idolaters, pagan worshipers. God tells us we are an idolatrous world, and that leads to the demise of anyone or any nation and the whole world. That led to the demise of nations and empires in the past, my friends. Verse 24, therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Now why would God do that? Well, God is just allowing this world and our nation to drive nails in our own coffin, because we have kicked him out. Verse 25 says, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie? Now, what is he talking about there? What lie is he talking about? He's talking about the first lie that Satan told mankind in the Garden of Eden. Says, you won't die. Says, all you got to do is follow me and you will have life like God. That's what he told them. And he told them many other things as well. But that's certainly one thing and the great lie that he told them. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. The creature. Could he be talking about Satan there? Don't rule that out, my friend. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Does that sound like the world that we live in? Does that sound like our nation? Does that sound like your neighborhood is looking? Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Again, my friend, I ask, does that sound like the world and the nation and the neighborhood or community that you live in today? God said, and receiving in themselves the penalty for their error, which was due. Yes, there is a payday coming, my friend, for the way that we are conducting ourselves. God says these things always kick back, and they do. And this same-sex marriage law that has been passed and is being forced on all the states will have a great kickback. It will not be for our good. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Well, that's where we are today. That sounds like what we're doing, doesn't it? How smart, how wise God is. I wish we understood that, my friend. Well, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program and go right on with it. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should read. What does the Bible say about same-sex unions and why Christ must return? Those booklets, my friend, will help open your eyes to the day that we're living in and to what is going on. What does the Bible say about same-sex unions and why Christ must return? Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you open your eyes and see and understand.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.